From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On this year's presidential election map, Minnesota is one of a dozen or so states still thought to be in contention. Both sides are in a pitched battle for Minnesota's 10 electoral votes. Most polls show the race very close, with Senator Kerry a little bit ahead. NPR's Linda Wertheimer was in Rochester, Minnesota yesterday to talk to voters about their decisions.
Rochester is most famous for the Mayo Clinic, a jumble of brick buildings draped over a hill above the city. But this year, the city's famous visitors are not here to consult its famous doctors. Both President Bush and Senator Kerry have been to Rochester recently. In fact, to live here is to be pursued by candidates, in person, in ads, even on the telephone.
Well, I was just so honored to hear directly from the president. I thought he took his time out of his Saturday to call me.
If you're watching TV during prime time, which, you know, I like to do and relax, it's just constant.
We end our nightly meal with a phone call, and sometimes there's a live human being looking for information or asking for our stance or sending a check.
Shane Baker and Phil Olson teach at Century High in Rochester. Heather Felch is an English teacher at John Marshall High School across town. We talked to five young teachers after school sitting in the mostly deserted Century High cafeteria. All are in their 20s or early 30s, all from Minnesota. Most of this group is for Kerry, though not all with equal enthusiasm. These are not first-time voters, but this election is the first that's important to them personally.
In the last election, I was in college, and I didn't pay too many bills. I didn't have a job, and but it still was very important to me. I sat and watched the election all night.
After 3 years of teaching, Emily Wenzel worries about education funding, as does her friend Heather. Shane and Phil have young families now, and that's a factor. The fifth member, Sarah Jo Fury, says on issues like Social Security, she now hears the candidate speaking directly to her.
We are getting older, and Mom and Dad are going to have those health problems someday. And that's scary, and I need to be informed. And really, before I just heard the candidates, just their broad perspectives, but now I'm starting to, I need to listen to what they're really going to do.
I asked these young teachers to trace their own political history before they were surrounded in a battleground state. Sarah Jo Fury says her grandfather, a veteran, taught her to hate war and vote for Democrats. She tried to rebel, but switching sides didn't make sense. Heather Felch likes rebellion. That means ferocious arguments with her Republican family.
My extended family is very Republican, and I really enjoy a debate. So I think I just really studied the Democratic side of things so I could debate, and pretty soon realized that I agreed with what I was saying.
Shane Baker says family and faith shaped his voting decisions.
I would identify myself as a born-again evangelical, and I think 90% of people who identify themselves that way vote for Bush. For our family, we really focus on sort of the whatever you do to the least of my children, that's what you're doing to me. And so faith-wise, that's where, I mean, that really informs our voting.
Phil Olson laughs at himself, a textbook case, liberal in college, growing conservative now. He voted for President Bush last time. The war in Iraq is a major concern, no longer debating rights or wrongs of being there. They mostly talk about not knowing enough about what's happening, not knowing what ought to happen. Phil Olson hopes for more from Thursday's debate.
We're talking more and with greater specificity about these candidates' views and actions in Vietnam than we are about solutions to the current conflict, and I find that disturbing.
Except for Phil Olson, these teachers have decided. How did they choose? Shane Baker decided months ago he liked Kerry on early childhood education. Sarah Jo Fury was watching the Vikings on TV the other night and suddenly remembered that Kerry would be on late night. She switched to David Letterman.
He was just so real for once, and he answered questions, and he said stuff, and he meant it. And I knew the next day I got to school, I said, oh, Kerry's my man, I said, by far.
Not everyone has that breakthrough moment. After much exposure, Heather Felch doesn't like anybody very much.
Bush has ticked me off, and I don't want him there anymore. And I think Kerry can not do anything worse. And that's where I'm at. And I don't feel comfortable with that.
Emily Wenzel is still another kind of voter. She says Kerry has not helped voters understand what he would do, but he represents change, and she's going with that.
There are certain things that I do like about George Bush. I'm not 100% John Kerry, but I will run to the polls on November 2nd, and I'll drag people with me.
Five Minnesota voters, five views of the choices in a battleground state. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Rochester.
And tomorrow night, Linda Wertheimer talks to Bush voters in another swing state, Iowa.